I'm here to say you are not alone in your journey. I am here. I'm going to continue to show up and share and just have these really open conversations with you. I just want to remind you that you are amazing. You have the power within you. You just need to now believe that and have people around you who believe that too. Hey, I'm Alicia Harris, and I am your host of The Alicia Show. Each week, we'll be having conversations about how to enhance your well-being. We'll be sharing strategies and stories and insights to build your business while still navigating life, because sometimes we try to separate the two, and let's face it, if you are not well, you have no business. I am a holistic business growth strategist and a wellness coach who spent over 15 years in corporate before deciding to choose me first to build my brand, Alicia Lifestyle. I'm here to teach you how to redefine what success means to you, ditch the stress and confusion, and learn how to run your business from a place of ease and excitement. Let's get into this week's episode. Hello and welcome back to The Alicia Show. I hope you have your favorite beverage with you. We are going to sit down and just really check in with ourselves today and just really think about how we are showing up for ourselves. Because often, especially when we are so busy at life, we forget to check in. And so I know I've done a few episodes just like this, but you have to remember this is my brand. My brand is Alicia Lifestyle. So I'm always going to refer back to lifestyle and ensuring that I'm practicing what I'm preaching, but also I'm sharing practical tips so that you can continue to look after yourself. And as I sit here, I'm a little bit congested. And I know that's because, one, I am doing a challenge to really look after myself. So the challenge is all about ensuring that my body is hydrated and I am drinking green juices every morning. I've just got myself a new juicer. Hurrah. I've not had a new juicer in over a decade. The juicer that I purchased when my mum was sick was a very expensive one. I wanted to make sure that we were getting the best juices that I could possibly give to her to ensure that she was getting all of the nutrients and the vitamins that she needed. And if you have been here for a while, you may have listened to the episode where I mentioned that we were able to reverse some of her blood transfusions, because anytime we went to the doctors and the doctors would say that she needed one, I would take her home and make sure that she drank green juices every day until we went back. And whenever we went back, the doctors would say, I don't know what you've done, but keep on doing it and you don't need a blood transfusion. They were never really interested in me explaining what I was doing for my mum. However, the fact that I was doing something for her that was benefiting her and ensuring that she didn't have to put her body through anything that was unnecessary when it was already weakened was a big win for us as a family. And so it came to a time where I needed to do that for myself. The old juicer was not fitting into my lifestyle. It was making it very difficult for me to juice, especially with my energetic daughter around wanting to help. And I love that, right? I love the fact that she wants to help. But when something is not working well and is not really child friendly, it's really difficult for you to share that time with her. So I have bought myself a new juicer. This is not sponsored, but it is the Nama J2 juicer, which is a game changer. In fact, maybe I'm going to contact them and see if I can get a code for you all. Leave that with me. But it is absolutely amazing. It is a game changer. You just able to put in whole fruits. I mean, it is recommended that you cut them, but you don't have to cut them into small pieces. You then just add them into what's called the hopper, and you can walk away and the juicer makes its own juice. And I have been experimenting with it for the last week or so, and I absolutely love it. And I know it's going to make a huge change in my life. And so while I'm sitting here talking to you, I know I am congested because my body is in full cleansing mode, and it needs to be. It needs to cleanse. And I know some people think that cleansing is a fad. However, a lot of the time we don't recognize that we are sitting on a lot of just waste within our bodies, and that is causing us the dis-ease. And notice that I said dis-ease. It's causing us the bloating, the inflammation, the brain fog, the sleepless nights. For me, I ended up with a all over body rash because my body was just so stressed out with everything that was happening in life, but also because my body wasn't able to digest everything that was happening and then secrete everything that was happening. And so the rash turned up, the full body rash turned up. I'm now just working on just releasing any toxins that is still living within my body that is showing up around my neck. You know, I'm always going to be transparent because that's the way we all learn. If I share my story, then it may help somebody else, and they might then share with somebody else. And that's the whole reason why I do this every week. Sometimes I take breaks, as you may have noticed, but I am so, so pleased that last year when we got the stats, we had published 48 episodes. I mean, there's 52 weeks in a year, so taking 4 weeks off isn't bad. Remember, I don't have a big team and I am not a huge company. I am not a huge player in this game yet. So everything that I publish is done via a very small team and myself. So it takes time. So I am appreciative that we managed to publish 48 episodes. And thank you so, so much for continuing to share and like and review. Please continue to do that, because this episode is sponsored by my one-on-one coaching program. Because without those amazing clients, then I wouldn't have the revenue to do this. So if you know of any sponsors, or if you would like to sponsor an episode, please get in touch. But all that to say is it's time for us to really, really check in. I know the power of looking after yourself. Take, for example, just a couple of weeks ago, I had an eye infection. And by the fourth day, I was beside myself because I didn't know what was going on within my body. And then I had a conversation with my dear friend, Mary, and she was like, check in with yourself. What's going on? Remember, you have the power within. And that's when I went back and listened to Louise Hay's book called The Power Within, and really checked in with myself again and really reminded myself that, yes, I do have the power. That gave me clarity then to look at my diet again and think about how much rest I've got over the last couple of weeks, and really reconsidering the things that were not bringing me joy in life and taking a step back from different projects. That really helped. And dialing back in into more foods that I knew had healing properties in them, like more onions and garlic, which are great for probiotics for my gut, and getting advice from people like Pamela Windle, who has been on the podcast also, who really just helped me remind myself about all of the foods. I do this for a living, but sometimes when you're so close, you can forget. And so I'm here just as a reminder that If you are too close, take a step back or call on your community, your closest people that are willing to mirror back what they think that you need in a positive way. We're not here for any of the negativity, but we all need help. We all need external help. Remember that. We always want to recognize some of the signs that our bodies are giving us before our bodies shut down. I didn't get any warnings when my rash occurred. Or maybe I did, and maybe I wasn't listening enough. And so we can all learn from others. We can all learn from ourselves. So don't ignore what the body is telling you now. You know, I'm not a doctor, so I'm never going to tell you not to take medication. However, if something is coming up over and over and over again, and you're taking the same medications to suppress what it is that is happening, then you really, really need to consider that you may need to try a different way. So let's get into some of the things that I've found really beneficial for me to help me with just continuing to remind myself that the power is within. And these are habits and reminders for you to implement into your day. And as I always say, listen to them all and take what you need. Take exactly what you need and leave the rest. That's what we should be all doing in life. So I'm never going to tell you to get up at 5 a.m. to get your workouts in or to spend time with yourselves. But what I am going to say is make sure that you are getting time with yourself each and every day, even if it's only 5 minutes, just to download. It is so difficult sometimes to just grab a moment, right? I know this very well. We can live a life of juggling and then telling ourselves we don't have time to look after ourselves. But if we don't, then what is this all about? If we are not looking after ourselves and we are grinding ourselves into the ground, what is life all about? Yes, it's been difficult for a lot of us over the last couple of years. But now is the time to really, really think and consider about all of the things that you have had to put on hold because of certain circumstances. Now is the time to really consider what it is that you want to take into this season of your life. For me, like I said, this is a season where I am going to be looking a lot more at what I can do for my body and how I can really support it to be at its optimum, and so that I can then really enjoy having energy and more clarity, because I have ideas for huge things this year. And in order to really achieve these huge things, I am going to need to be healthy. And so that is my main focus for this season, and also letting go of the things that do not serve you anymore, letting go of the things that you know are not helping you to move forward. And so I invite you to do a reflection exercise. Really think about the last 12 months or the last 18 months or the last month or the last week, and really think about how your life has been working out for you, and think about work, think about your lifestyle, think about your family, think about your friends. In the Harness Your Female Energy Planner that I created, you can hear me smiling, I have put so many different prompts in there for you to go through to really gain that clarity of what you want in life, what you don't want in life, how you want to show up for yourself in this life, in this year. And so I would highly recommend that you have a look at that. It's a digital planner and I love it. I love connecting with it every day and just really writing how I feel and then making a daily plan, a weekly plan, a monthly plan, a quarterly plan as to what I want to achieve and how I want to feel when I achieve it. And all of those amazing things, I do believe in the power of writing things down, because a lot of us keep things in our heads and then wonder why we are not achieving things. If we are not making these dreams and desires and goals visible, then we can't see them. it was really important for me to write things on my mirror this year. I wrote my financial goal on my mirror, and I've written some affirmations that I want to remember on my mirror so that I can see these things every day. I've got a whiteboard or a white sheet where I can see my monthly and my quarterly goals and the figures that I'm going to need to achieve them. I am a really visual person. So for those of you who are visual persons, I would highly recommend that you do this. I would also recommend morning pages. And morning pages doesn't have to be just the morning. It can be throughout the whole day. It is a practice by a lady called Julia Cameron, I believe. And it's just about waking up and getting all of the things that you may have dreamt about or that may have been on your mind out of your mind and onto paper. And then you can release that. You can tear the page out of the book and rip it up and throw it away so you don't have to go into your day feeling negative. Or if it's something positive, maybe you do want to refer back to it throughout your day or at a later date. But I would highly recommend that you start your day by doing this. And then also hydration, a little bit of movement, like I've always said, gratitude, all of these things are going to really put you into a great frame of mind. You've heard all of these things. It's not that you haven't, but I'm just here to remind you to do these things. These things are really going to help you to move forward. I have been connecting with people that I have been building relationships with over the internet for a couple of years. I have been able to start to meet these people in life, and it has been such a joy. It has been amazing to then really connect with people that know who I am because they listen to the podcast, or they found me through various other podcasts, or they've been part of my community, or they've done one-on-one coaching with me or group coaching or bought a product from me. It's really lovely now to connect with these people in person, and I feel so appreciative to do that. But I also have to remember that that takes a lot of my energy because I'm an empath and I feel a lot. I feel so much. It's been really important for me to reconnect with myself when I get in to ensure that I'm okay from an energy standpoint. But really think about this. Think about where you're letting your energy run low, or where you're letting people take too much of your energy, or you just need to work on your own feelings and your own energy lines. It is important. And that's not me coming from a woo perspective. That's me just telling you that without energy, we can't move forward. So again, going back to how I'm fueling myself, I'm doing that from a food perspective and a rest perspective and a movement perspective. And that all then helps with my energy. What can you do for yourself? If it's starting to feel really noisy and overwhelming and you just need time to stop, remember, you can do things as simple as switching your phone to airplane mode. You don't always have to be easily accessible. And we forget this because of the world we live in. We just think that we always have to be on call and in reactive mode, which means that a lot of us are in that fight or flight mode, and our nervous system is crying for us to slow down and stop. So remember, you can do that. You are allowed to say, today, I'm not going to be available for anybody but myself. You can do that. And then you can take the time to do things that you want to do. And again, I know some people are like, I don't have the time to do this. But if you don't make the time now, we don't know what the consequences of you not doing that for yourself now is going to be at a later date. And so please make the time now. And then get back to reading or listening to books. I have listened to the most two fabulous memoirs over the last couple of weeks. Cicely Tyson's As I Am and Viola Davis's Finding Me. Ooh, just saying those titles out aloud just brings me back to both of their stories and their hardships as dark-skinned Black women. And I relate to that. I relate to their stories And so just reading these two amazing women tell their stories and reveal their hardships, I applaud them. But I also know that it's so that others can heal. Others can read their books and see themselves and know that it's okay to be who they are. And they're not alone. They're not alone in their journeys. And so I'm here to say you are not alone in your journey. I am here. I am here. I'm going to continue to show up and share and just have these really open conversations with you. As I say my goodbyes, I just want to remind you that you are amazing. You have the power within you. You just need to now believe that and have people around you who believe that too. And if you don't have people around you who believe that, then look for people who are going to believe that. Remember, I'm always around. You can book in a Let's Chat conversation with me and it's free and we can discuss what your needs are and if I can support you in any way. I just, again, want to thank you for continuing to listen to me and support me. And I enjoy this work. I am loving the work that I'm doing. I recently just did a VIP day for an amazing client. And when you get feedback like, Alicia, you've unlocked something in my brain and I will never be the same. And I thank you. And I would have paid you triple the amount that you charged. You know that you are changing lives. And for me, it's not always about the financial gains. It's what I can do for a individual. Thanks again for listening. I cannot wait to be with you again next week. Take care of yourself. Please, if you need anything from me, please get in contact. Take care. Bye. I really hope you enjoyed this episode of The Alicia Show. If you loved this episode as much as I did, head over and rate and subscribe so you never miss an episode. New episodes drop every week on a Wednesday. I can't wait to hang out with you again soon. And lastly, remember to invest in yourself first because you are important and amazing. Take care until next time. Bye-bye.